Morning.
Okay. What's the deal for Judgment Zone?
Why are you putting yourself in the Judgment Zone?
Well, okay. I have a big deal about celebrating Christmas before Thanksgiving, and it just drives me crazy when people start celebrating Christmas right after Halloween. And my wife actually started pulling out the Christmas decorations the other day. And I stopped her, and I was like, no, you are not doing that before Thanksgiving.
No, absolutely not.
Well, why not? What's the big deal? It started to snow. You know, it's already, we've seen the white stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean Christmas.
For some reason, I'm really excited this year, too. I don't know what it is this year. I don't know. Maybe we need it. I don't know. I don't mind it.
So wait, you're putting yourself in the judge. Are you a jerk or just, you're justified for telling her nothing Christmas until
after you.
Yeah, I think you're justified.
Nah, you're being a big grouch jerk.
Grinch.
Grouch. Grinchy grouch jerk. It's not like she wants to put up the Christmas tree, does she?
I mean, she would.
All right, that's fine. Let's do it. Hang little turkeys from it.
Yeah, right? You may as well keep it up all year then. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's the Easter tree. Look at the little Easter bunnies. The eggs hanging off of it.
If it makes her smile, why? Why tell her no?
It's just so much. I just didn't feel we should take it holiday by holiday, you know? The people tend to forget Thanksgiving. And I really enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And also, it's just a headache to have all that Christmas stuff out for so long.
Okay, so now you guys decide. 222-2899. Is this grouchy husband?
No, oh, okay. Now stop.
I'm teasing. Is he jerk or justified to say no to the Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving?
Okay. Good luck, man. Listen in, all right?
Thanks.
Jerk or justified?
It is, but definitely justified.
To say no to the Christmas decorations.
Yeah. I mean, I have to force myself not to put it up until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But my husband has requested that I wait.
Give Thanksgiving a chance.
What if you do a little bit of both, a little mixture? So you get some turkeys next to the snowmen.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's the thing. Yeah, okay, I get it why some people get annoyed by it. Sure, I was one of those people. This year, something weird is happening with me. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's hormones. I don't know. 40-year-old hormones, I don't know. But if it's going to make her smile, he doesn't care. Guys don't care what's in the house. I could change the rug to a completely different rug. My husband won't even notice. All of a sudden, now he has... is bothered by what's in that? Come on. You guys don't care how the house is decorated. If it makes her happy, let her do it.
But Christmas rings a specific... It's like you can't mess with Thanksgiving.
You can have the turkeys up, too. 222-2899.
All right. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Justified.
Oh, Don. You grouch.
I can't help it. Thank God my kids are allergic to work. They break out in a panic if they have to do anything, so I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I'm coming over with a Christmas tree.
Thanks, Donzo.
Anytime, brother.
Okay, man. I had a buzz. Good morning. Is a jerker justified to say no to the Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving?
I'm going to say it's definitely justified.
Yeah.
This guy's got some kahunas because, you know, happy wife, happy life.
I would never
step up to my wife like that.
I know,
he's
right?
He's jeopardizing his life right now, and you guys are all feeding into it.
Thank you. You're on The Buzz. Good morning. Judgment Zone. You're a juror. Which is it? Is it jerk or justified?
It is justified. It is justified. No, Thanksgiving has been just blown over. It is so justified that we wait to put up our Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
But when, guys never have a say in decorating.
I do all the Christmas decorations at my house.
Uh-huh.
That's my job. I do all the fall decorations, Easter, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wait until the day after Thanksgiving to put everything up.
And you know, it's one of those, you've got that, you know that everybody's doing the same thing the day after Thanksgiving. So you know, there's a spiritual feeling of one. We're all doing it at the same time.
What the
and
that heck makes
it
was
even,
that?
That even makes
maybe
it more.
Maybe not that. But
yeah, thank you.
But it's
you
know, fun putting the Christmas decorations up outside.
Here's what I'm saying. If my husband is not going to help me put up the decorations or take down the decorations, then he has no right to tell me when I do it.
Mm.
No, because I live with people that we wait until after Thanksgiving, even though I'm the one that puts them up.
There you go.
Well, you are too nice.
You are awesome. Thank you. Judgment Zone. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified to say no decorations until after Thanksgiving?
The jerk move. My Christmas decorations have been up since November, since the 1st of November.
Really?
Oh, look at you. Yeah. I love you. You are Mr. Joyous. Now, do you put them up or does your wife or spouse or partner, whoever?
We both do.
You are so cute. Not many husbands are like you.
Are you the house I drove by and saw the Christmas tree on yet last night? Was that your joint?
No, I live out in Auburn.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Thank you. That's one. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Shoot.
It's almost like Thanksgiving is being pushed out by...
It is. The Christmas decorations are up too early. They were up in July, I feel like.
Okay. So in your opinion, you wouldn't do that. But in her household, she's the one in charge of it. Why is he coming in crushing her happiness here? He's stomping all over her joy.
You got to pick your battles, I agree, but I still think it's justified.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're siding with the husband.
Hi, the Buzz.
That is just not right.
All right, let's say hi.
Scott.
Hey.
Give Thanksgiving its due. You know, there's a timing on it. After Thanksgiving, take them out and everything. The guy's justified. Okay. You know,
Scott's all about being premature.
You know that John Lennon, so this is Christmas at the end. They're like, give peace a chance. Like, give Thanksgiving a chance.
You played the new John Legend Kelly Clarkson song this morning.
Right.
That right there is like her putting up Christmas decorations.
Oh, no. It went away. It disappeared. Like a waft in the air. Like Friday's Judgment Zone. Hi to Buzz.
Hi, how you doing? Calling about the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, too soon. Is a jerk or justified to say no decorations?
Even though she wants to put them up.
Bah humbug!
Is that a jerk? I think it was.
Thank you.
Hi to Buzz.
We're coming back.
Oh, are we? Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Jerk, because if you wait until the day after Thanksgiving, how many days does it really give you the opportunity to celebrate Christmas? Like 3 weeks.
I know. It's late this year.
You put up decorations for 3 weeks, and then boom, it's Christmas. And everybody takes down their decorations like right away after Christmas. And we spend how much money? Christmas trees are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you spend all this money on decorations. And only going to come up for 3 weeks. Come on. Give me a break.
Okay.
Amen.
So are yours up yet?
Mine are.
Wow.
Look at
wow.
you, really? And your husband didn't put up a stink at all?
My husband put them up.
Oh,
he's a good man.
He goes down and carries up all the bins of Christmas stuff. He's the one that puts them up.
Do you know how many pissed off pilgrims there are right now?
Oh, God.
You completely do not pass Thanksgiving.
It's not like she's not going to serve Thanksgiving dinner. Or actually, he's the one that cooks in the family.
Now even more because it's freaking snowing outside.
I know.
Yes.
It's almost like oil and water. If you put Christmas stuff up before Thanksgiving, you can't have a little straw turkey sitting next to the elf on the shelf. It's just not possible. And the elf on the shelf doesn't get paid until the day after Thanksgiving. So you're making the elf on the shelf work without pay.
Yeah.
That is why I say it's justified.
Well, you won the case.
What?
Justified. What happened to you, Jers? It's because you hate the snow that you got to drive in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.